The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.906. Those of you in eastern Wisconsin who are tired of campaign commercials, you ain't heard or seen nothing yet. Up here in northeast Wisconsin, there were a ton of them for local races. It was very unusual. But the 6th Congressional District generated that primary for the Republican nomination, generated advertising in the Green Bay, Milwaukee, and, I believe, Madison TV markets, and radio ads throughout the district. It's that sprawling of a district. And, of course, it was hotly contested. Now, I had told you in the closing days of that campaign I thought Glenn Grothman was going to win. There was something I couldn't say publicly, that I'll just say that I had an idea of what internal polling was showing, and it showed a razor-thin race between Glenn Grothman, state senator, Joe Leibom, state senator from Sheboygan, and a distant third for Dewey Strobel, state representative from the southern end of the district. That's how it played out. I didn't think it was going to be this narrow of a win for Glenn Grothman, and quite honestly, at the moment, it's not a win. Most people don't realize this. The Associated Press, their election results are what pretty much everyone in the media uses. So when a race is called, it's AP calling it. And then AP subscribers, radio stations, television stations, and newspapers around the state say, you know, on their websites these days, the race has been called. The race was called very early, or relatively early, for Glenn Grothman. Then, after midnight, a whole lot of Sheboygan County votes were added to the tally. That's significant. Because Joe's home county, Joe Leibom, is Sheboygan County. So what happened is what seemed a reasonably comfortable victory for Glenn Grothman changed rather quickly, and not because when those Sheboygan County votes came in. Glenn Grothman now has a lead of a mere 215 votes over Joe Leibom of the more than 60,000 cast in the race. The turnaround came after the Sheboygan County. Here's the way it's being reported. Recalculated totals in the early morning hours. I, along with the rest of the media, received a statement from Joe Leibom very early this morning saying it is owed to the voters in the 6th. Here's what it says. Out of respect to the voters of the 6th Congressional District, I believe we need to allow election officials to finish counting and double-checking all of the votes cast in Tuesday's election. I received that at 2:36 a.m. So what did happen with the vote tally in Sheboygan County? Joining us now, someone who probably hasn't slept in the past day and a half, is our news director at our Sheboygan affiliate, WHBL, Mike Kinzel, who was on the front lines last night. Mike, good to talk to you again.
Hey, good morning, Jerry.
Okay, now this is being characterized a couple of different ways, that they were recalculated, were they anything, or did they just come in late? What happened?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. I just talked to John Dolson maybe a half hour ago, a county clerk here, and there was no retally. I asked him, I said, hey, it's been reported something was retallied. He said, no, nothing was retallied. They were just having problems. It took them so long. They were the last county in. And he just said we were hand-feeding information in there, which was a very slow process, and they just didn't get the information up until like 2:30 in the morning. It was not quite 2:30, but somewhere in that neck of the woods. And I think that was the problem. It just took so long.
Now, they have a new system or something? Is that the...
Well, you know, John Dolson is finishing up his first term as county clerk. He replaced longtime clerk Julie Glancy. And I think that's what we're dealing with here, a new system. And we've been struggling. And you know, Jerry, we are at the mercy efficiency of these websites now when we cover elections. Not like the old days you and I worked when we tallied them ourselves and they put them up on a screen individually. Now you're at the mercy of the website. There's no way you can get at the information except up on the website. And I think that is the problem. John Dolson explains to me that the old system that he inherited, the hardware software was a problem. It wasn't reliable, so he has changed the system. Now, the last three elections, we've been struggling here with information getting up on that website. So, you know, I think that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, at 3 a.m., the Journal Sentinel Online posted a story written by Don Boehm and Dan Bice under the headline, "New Vote Counts Put Grothman Victory in Doubt." And then, as you said, and I found out later this morning, it said, as if there was a recalculation. Apparently, AP, and as you heard me say, AP, when you hear election night results, that's what it is. Just about everybody uses AP. That they seem to, maybe they didn't, and I'm not asking you to factually talk on this, but AP, it appears, may have assumed that more Sheboygan County numbers were in than there were.
Yeah, and one thing John Dolson was explaining to me is one of the problems they had is the one side, and the way he explained it, and I wrote it down here, the one side of the website was updating, like the vote. I didn't see that happening because I was watching the vote all night long, but he said that the vote was being updated, but the number of precincts wasn't. So, you know, maybe that's where the recalculation might have been, the number of precincts. But he said there was no retally. It was just late coming in. We were last of the nine counties.
Right, yeah, there are nine counties in the sixth, and yours, Sheboygan County, was the last to come in. And I'm sure you got the same very brief statement that Joe issued, his campaign issued. I will also tell you and the listener that Glenn Grothman was scheduled to be on at 9:06 this morning, and I got an email at about 3:30 this morning saying we regret that Glenn won't be able to come on. That's because, quite honestly, Glenn knows he can't really declare victory anymore at this point, and almost certainly, Mike, there's going to be a recount.
Yeah, and isn't that ironic, Jerry? Remember when Joe Lipom was first elected to the Senate, defeating Jim Baumgart? It was an extremely close race back in 2002, and this long recount, I think it took a week.
It was, what, like 46 votes or something like that?
Yeah, it was unbelievably close, and Joe Lipom survived the recount and went on to a long career in the state Senate.
All right, Mike Kinzel, news director at WHBL Sheboygan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, have a great day, Jerry.
Yeah, appreciate it. So, because I wanted to get some clarity on that, because the media was caught very flat-footed on this, literally in the overnight hours, and the way that it is being reported still by some is that, hey, well, all of a sudden there's these numbers that the vote changed. It didn't. Well, it changed in that not all of the Sheboygan County votes have been counted. Critical, of course, because State Senator Joe Lipom is from Sheboygan. Sheboygan County is his home county. And clearly that you would expect him to dominate in that county. Now, I will tell you that AP historically has been very cautious about calling a winner. So I have to believe that they thought they were seeing something that they didn't, that they weren't really seeing. Out of some 60,000 votes cast, you can be guaranteed there's going to be a recount. I've got more to say about this and other races in 5 minutes. The campaigns that were run by the candidates in that race, and just a whole lot of from around the state election stuff. And don't forget Governor Walker at 9:40. It's 9:16.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.